There's gonna be good times, good times.
I know there's gonna be
work every day at the weekend. Have to come it up on weekends. Must have to be a real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, girl.
Running up out of money,
yo, what's up? My name is Logan Essie. This is our second episode of Unlimited Content. This is our podcast. I'm joined by Mitch Faru and a guest host, Nate O'Brien. And later tonight, we are going to talk to our Maryville correspondent, Jackson Verwert. And then after that, guess who? Jake Klingman, our Iowa City correspondent. So stay tuned and listen to some great content.
Same pills, my diamonds could never stay still. Where you going, can't come here. Come here, I'll always take you back for good your sex appeal.
Come on, but good time, what's up, my friend? You say you want, give me some.
All right, we are here with Jackson Verwert, an exclusive interview from
live
from Maryville, Missouri. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, yo, what's going on, cuz?
Cuzzo, what's cuzzo, up, cuzzo,
cuzzo, cuzzo, cuzzo. All right, we have a few questions for you. We're going to pick your brain a little bit tonight. How about that?
I would love for you to pick my brain.
All right, so the first question I got for you is Jackson. So a couple years ago, you strolled on into Cedar Falls, Iowa with the Jordan Essie, the inventor of the rib cocktail. It was around February 4th, is that correct? It was around Logan Essie's birthday?
We were coming up for the Logan Essie's birthday.
All right, so let's start with that weekend as the start of our podcast. Let's kind of describe what the vibe was that weekend. What do we got?
Yeah, so the vibe was Jordan was trying to fucking pawn a ride up to Cedar Falls. So he texts me. He says, hey, are you going up to Cedar Falls? Like, can you pick me up?
Let's stop. Who is Jordan? Can we clarify?
Jordan Essie is Logan Essie's older brother.
I heard you say the inventor of the rib cocktail.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know why I needed to clarify that. Listeners should know.
So, he
tells on my way. Of course, I'm going to stop and pick up a friend. So, I stop. I pick him up. And we start heading up there. And Logan has no idea that I'm coming up. And so, Jordan shows his face and says, hey, let's go to, I think they wanted to go to Dollar Tree, maybe get some 3-liter Dr. Thunders. I don't really know.
We did. Dr. 38. Now
Logan,
Dr. 38.
Logan says, Jordan, let's just take your car. But the thing was, Jordan didn't drive his car, and it was supposed to be a surprise that I was there. So Jordan somehow pulls out an excuse to take somebody else's car, and when they get back into the dorms, I think they come into Dirk's room, and I'm hiding there with a Green Bastard shirt. The Green Bastard. And
by the way, that was the greatest
the room,
Christmas
I just
present
shove it in his face. I go, fucking Green Bastard's here. What you gonna do about it? And I don't think he's worn that Green Bastard shirt ever since, and I'm kind of hurt.
He hasn't. I've never seen it.
Fuck you. I've worn that shit. I've worn that. Fuck. Don't listen to him, Jackson. Don't listen to him. I've worn that shit.
And so,
Jackson, not gonna lie, that was one of the greatest Christmas gifts I've ever received. I was honored. I was fucking honored.
So you're already a little fucked.
Yeah, great Christmas gift, fucking 10 months early. What?
And,
I said that was a great Christmas gift. May I tell a little story of my own of
the next year I came up for Logan's birthday?
Forgot February 4th.
Do I have permission?
Yes. No, you don't.
Bitch, you don't have permission.
Yes, you do.
So it was the next year, and it was last year. And, Essie, we start the night. We're drinking hard, as is per usual. And
What were we drinking? What were we drinking that night? What were we drinking?
Logan did was he tried to doggy style a stuffed deer.
Jackson, Jackson, don't just say a stuffed deer.
Jackson, let's stop here. What were we drinking? What were we drinking? Let's clarify for the audience here. What were we drinking that night?
Surgers.
Surgers, buddy.
And by the time he was butt fucking a mounted deer, I think he was on. Mitch, help me out here. What was it? His third or fourth outfit?
Oh fuck! It was. It had easily have been his third shirt.
What are we talking about?
Which, by the way, you
what
owe
year
me...
What year are we talking
This is your 21st birthday.
Oh, we're talking 21st now. We're not talking about fighting off our age.
But hold on. Just a second, Jackson. Earlier tonight, you texted me and you were like... Or you snap texted me, whatever. We'll be technical here.
I communicated with you.
Yeah, you communicated with me and you said, by the end of... You said, by 20 minutes, I bet that Logan Essie has changed his shirt. And by the looks of it, Logan has not changed his shirt all night.
Wow, that is the first Logan Essie bet I have ever lost in my life.
Yeah, bet on me, bitch.
Yeah, so you owe me $100 million. So that was our bet.
You might want to hang it up now,
but,
bro.
Hey, back to that night that Logan was fucking a mounted deer.
It was Mike the Deer, Jackson.
Hang on,
don't fucking
Logan,
act like he's just some
Logan,
object like a chick, dude. Like, come on.
Jackson.
It's Mike
Logan.
The Deer.
Hey, Mitch, shut up.
He's a real person.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a real person.
Wait, what, Jackson?
Is Rachel off limits on this podcast?
No, go for it.
No, okay, so while you were bumping.
As long as you don't fucking, like,
talk shit about it.
Talk shit. I mean, for it.
No, not gonna talk shit. But while you're about fucking the deer, Rachel walks up to you and whispers in your ear, while you still have the deer mounted on your dick, she whispers something in your ear, and like you lean in for it. And then as soon as she's done whispering, you pop back out and you go, "We can try, but my dick's not gonna work."
I do not recall. I neither confirm nor deny the allegations at hand.
And then I know Mitch is going to remember this. When, like, after the bars that night, Logan's trying to fucking make a Tostino's pizza.
He broke my fucking pizza oven!
Who started the fire? Like, we started singing the real lyrics. And then, Ryan started the fire! Logan went into his room.
That's not my dad.
And then we changed it to Ryan started the fire because you know the office. Logan was like dancing, went into his room, came out without his pants on. So now he's literally just in underwear, and then he starts singing, "Let's set Logan on fire," and Logan is all for it. And then while he is dancing to "Let's Set Logan on Fire," he pulls out the party pizza and drops it cheese first on the kitchen floor.
21st birthday, am I right?
Hey, Jackson, I got a question for you.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Who am I talking to, bud? This is Logan, bud. This is S. This is S. Dog. I got a question for you. Can you please explain to everyone the Otterbox situation on my 21st?
Oh, dear God.
On your 21st?
Yeah, well, remember? Otterbox!
Otterbox throw it against the wall.
Well, that wasn't your 21st.
That was!
No, it was before that, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about on your 21st, but I'm going to rewind this one back to like junior year of high school.
Yeah.
When there was a Walmart spoof commercial of this kid with cancer. He goes, "Tennis ball, throw it against the wall." And it's a very mesmerizing commercial. And then at the end he goes, "Tennis ball, throw it against the wall. Helped me forget about my cancer." And then so, junior, senior year-ish, we both had Otterboxes, and we go, "Otterbox, throw it against the wall." And then we would chuck our phone as hard as we could at the wall. And you know what, bud? That Otterbox kept it safe.
It helped us forget about our cancer.
Shout out Arbox.
Shout out.
Hashtag Arbox.
My testicular cancer.
All right, Jackson. So we talked about the Otterbox. So in recent news, though, we have net neutrality. And we were talking. We were talking earlier at the bar, and we were like, "Fuck, dude! Like, porn! Like, come on! How much are we gonna have to fucking pay for porn? You know what I'm talking about? Like, Pornhub."
See, that is the modern, age-old question.
So, what I'm asking, though, is how much would you pay for porn? How much would you pay
monthly?
To see a chick fucking get railed by another dude to beat off?
Okay, I need to get a few parameters here. Am I only paying for one, like a limited amount of porn sites?
So Jackson,
you're paying for the porn you want, but you have to specify what porn you get. You know what I mean?
I have to like give them like five websites that I'm
On Pornhub, we know you like guy on guy. You just have to specify. You just have to specify how much you are willing to pay for that guy-on-guy porn.
Well, zero for a guy-on-guy.
Bullshit. Okay,
but regardless, if you're paying girl-on-girl, whatever it is.
Neutrality, I don't think they're going to fucking, like, specify how I refine my subject search. I think it's going to be what website I'm on. So let's say, theoretically, they allow me five porn sites a month. And
you know five porn sites?
Theoretically! Well, see, what you gotta do here is you gotta weigh your pros and cons, your opportunity cost, because you know what, bud?
Goddamn business major!
15 bucks for a magazine full of good-looking girls?
50 bucks? What the fuck magazine are you buying?
Jackson might have to go to fucking back to Playboy. Playboy magazine. If he's going to have to pay.
R.I.P. Hugh Hefner.
You know what, Jackson?
R.I.P.
Let's all up here. Jackson? Okay, here's a better question. For Pornhub, okay? How much would you pay your internet service provider to access Pornhub on a monthly basis? Give us a number. Or would you? Yeah, or would you just switch to Playboy?
Yeah, why?
Or would
you just be magazine?
Or would you just be magazine only? What would you do? What?
I think whatever $100 a year comes out to per month.
It's less than ten bucks a month. How would you pay $8.33 a month to beat off?
I watch way more porn than I listen to Spotify.
So yes, because Spotify is, what, $5 a month for student membership?
Yeah, if money got tight, Spotify's the first thing to go.
So agreed. I mean, I don't disagree.
That's awesome, yeah. If money got tight.
You know, I don't disagree with you there, but, I mean, porn is a big, big part of my life.
Big part of my life.
Big porn guy. Big porn.
He's a big porn guy. Mitch is a big porn guy.
Speaking of porn,
I bet the only porn Mitch watches is blowjobs.
You know what?
POV.
We are talking about porn and how much we would pay for porn monthly with this whole net neutrality bill being repealed. What? I mean, let's dig into it. What's your favorite kind of porn? What is your favorite kind of porn? Like, what would you
dig in deep?
What would you pay monthly to see? Like, if you had to choose one type of porn,
one category,
if this is theoretical,
my answer is.
This is theoretical.
POV.
What is POV?
Point of view.
He said POV.
POV.
Oh yeah,
amateur.
Okay. We got POV. What ethnicity are we talking here? White, Asian, Black. What are we talking?
White and Latina.
Double action! Double action!
Obrigado, obrigado, obrigado! Ooh!
Fuck. I'm not a POV guy.
Jackson, let's hear Gasolina.
What?
Gasolina.
What about it?
Is that what you listen to when you watch Latina porn?
Yeah. If I have the speaker in my room. Gasolina! Kudo! And then, we don't need to get into details, but...
Well...
Yeah.
Details are nice.
All right, Nate, what's your go-to porn?
Oh.
Category.
Ooh. Jackson.
I already answered this.
No, not you. We're asking Nate.
I'm just letting you know so you can look it up on your own.
Nate looks up girlfriend porn.
Ooh, girlfriend porn. All right, no.
Girlfriend that's almost...
We're going to go... You know, Jackson already hit it all.
Brunette, for sure.
What?
Are you a brunette guy?
That's a hot category. That's a hot category.
I don't really care about hair color.
You know what, though?
You're here first!
Hot topic. Hair color. Hair color is a hot topic.
Hair color is a cool topic.
Blonde,
it's a boring topic. It's an outdated topic. Let's talk about body style. Ass or tits?
Fucking
ass. Tits.
Hold on, guys. Jackson, what do you got? What do you got? Ass or tits?
Hot take. Girls can change their hair color easily. They cannot change their body easily. So, you know.
Jackson. Ass or tits right now, go.
You know what, Jackson?
Just stop. Ass or tits right now, go.
It's gotta be a good proportion, but I'm looking at ass, and then I'm
You know, Jackson, hold on. Guys, Jackson makes a good point here. You know what, girls can change a lot of things about their body. They can change their hair color.
They can.
You know what, they can change pretty much anything about their face. They can make themselves look
amazing.
They can
change their hair, they can put on makeup, they can.
But you know what they can't change? You know what they can't change?
Their body. They cannot.
You want to know something that I think?
Go.
I think that they can't change their teeth. I think teeth.
Ooh. Bold move.
I think it's a bold move. It's a bold statement. It's a bold statement.
Well, that's where we start. Hey, let me tell you what. That's where we start getting into relationship and marriage.
Hey, guys, everyone listen.
I can't marry a girl with fucked up teeth.
Just wait, Jackson. Hold up.
You know what I think?
Logan, I completely agree with you.
Jackson, hold up.
You know what I think? Girls can. Jackson, listen.
I can barely hear you, Mitch.
You're good.
Jackson, listen. Okay, girls can change pretty much anything under the sun when they take an Instagram pic or, you know, just any kind of pic. But you know what they can't change? They can't change their fucking teeth, you know?
Agreed.
Teeth, in my opinion, inside you. Okay, teeth make a girl attractive. I think if someone has terrible teeth but just has... Just the most rocking body.
It doesn't matter.
Say, hey, Logan, you're getting real deep into this right here
I'm not getting deep in this because you could have a girl that has the most amazing body but has terrible teeth.
Oh, I so agree with Logan.
I can't hear you, man.
No, I'm just saying you could have the most amazing body, amazing face ever, like everything. But as soon as you open that mouth to smile and you have terrible teeth, bang. Gone.
Yeah,
you have to have good.
That's not a girl I'm gonna marry, but a girl I'm gonna take home from the bar, probably. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's kind of an exponential question, really. Once we start digging into it.
Yeah. All right. So the next question we got for you is
running out of time, buddies. We gotta make this one quick.
Oh. Fuck.
I'm going to give a real hot take, and probably going to go.
All right, so fine. We'll go right into it then. So tonight you were too good for us. You were too good for us.
I can't hear you.
You were too good for us at 11 o'clock tonight because you were at bingo night at the VA. Is that correct?
That is not correct at all.
Oh, bullshit.
That is, that was a very sarcastic excuse from what I gave you.
So what were you doing tonight that you were too good for us for?
At 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
I was at the bar getting drunk that I just walked out of to try and talk to you guys.
Oh,
I was trying
really?
To get more drunk for the
really?
Podcast.
We thought you were playing bingo.
Bingo? We said trivia.
I did not play bingo out there.
Trivia was just a cover-up. He was actually playing bingo at a fucking VA.
Alright, hey, real quick, Jackson.
HQ Trivia.
What do you got here?
Hang on, put the phone close.
Real quick, last question.
New topic, last question.
I can't hear you.
We're asking about aliens.
Put
what do you got?
Closer to him.
Hey, they're saying we have aliens that we have evidence that we can basically see what, like, new evidence of aliens seeing different things, like basically productions of what they've done. What do you got?
Well, once we start talking about this, Area 51 starts looking it in, and I don't want to get into it because they're going to eliminate us.
No, you got to go. You got to go.
Let's do it.
Do you think that aliens in Area 51
Bad
are going
to
eliminate us?
This. Area 51, I know for a fact, is listening in right now.
I agree. Hey, Jackson.
Agreed.
Let's put all those aside.
No.
What year do you think we are going to be eliminated by a superior race? Give us a year. We'll put it on record.
Or the superior being.
A superior being, yeah.
Superior being? Oh. We don't have to worry about it right now. That's maybe a problem for my grandkids, and they can fucking deal with it when it comes.
I agree. That's like recycling.
You heard
it. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm not recycling.
Just let them die first.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be dead by the time what's that shit called?
Global warming.
Yeah, by the time global warming is an issue, I'm going to be dead. I get that it's
all right, fellas. I'm going to sign off for the night.
All right, see you, Jackson. Thanks for coming on.
Yep, Jackson,
hey,
we'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming on to the Unlimited Podcast.
Hey, listeners,
we'll tag you in the
link. You'll hear me over break as a host, hopefully.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
going to.
Jackson, let me talk. I got something for you. You know what we're going to do break? You know what we're going to do over break? We're going to go over to Jim Essie's house. My dad.
Oh, Memphis ribs.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to have some fucking Memphis baby back homemade ribs. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a podcast featured in Des Moines, Iowa, inside the brick house itself, inside the ghetto of Des Moines. And we are going to talk about everything.
You're on air. Eat a rib cocktail.
Rib cocktail? We're going to have some fucking rib cocktails. You know what we're going to do?
Reduce.
You're going to come on air, okay?
Yeah. Every time. All right.
And then Nate, me, you.
Hey.
Mitch, Brogan, hopefully. We're going to call Brogan later, hopefully, tonight. But hopefully we can all get there, okay?
All right. Peace out, Seacrest.
All right. Thanks for coming on. There you guys have it. That's Jackson Verwerk touching on the Pornhub net neutrality. Logan says that he would pay $8.33 a month for porn.
That's pricey.
That is honestly, that is pricey. But when you think of it, though, like, what are you paying for Netflix? You don't pay anything. Yeah, fuck you. You don't pay anything. Let's give a little background here. Logan doesn't pay for Netflix because his girlfriend pays for it. Logan doesn't pay for Hulu.
Teresa?
Whatever. Logan doesn't pay for Hulu because I pay for that. Logan doesn't pay
I just got Spotify Premium. I have a Hulu account now.
But for like a year, maybe 2 years, Logan did not pay for Hulu or Netflix.
Can you blame me?
Yeah, you can blame yourself.
Oh, my bad for not paying shit.
Alright, so let's... I think that we should kind of talk about net neutrality in a whole, but let's talk about what if you were to say net neutrality becomes a huge deal and that Verizon takes over the entire internet and say that we have to pay for let's just say for simplicity, we have to pay for Netflix and Hulu already, but let's just say that we have to actually pay more for that, for it to be high speed. If there was one show that you could watch, what would it be on Hulu or Netflix? What would
there's one show? It'd probably be Family Guy, and not saying Family Guy is better than any show. It's just like it's kind of funny. It's the best show that helps him fall asleep. But let's go back to net neutrality. Okay, so a lot of people think net neutrality is like the end of the internet, the end of the end of all this shit. But let's think about this. Let's think about this more logically. The whole point of net neutrality being repealed is basically so internet service providers can make more money. Basically, that's what it is. It's not to take away the internet. It's not to deprive people from succeeding in their business. But what it does is it gives internet service providers the opportunity. It gives them that open window to basically say, you know what, we're going to charge you for this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's not something that's going to ruin the fucking internet tomorrow. So basically, like, I mean, if you think about it, 3 years ago, before Obama, before the law was put in place for net neutrality, that was only 3 years ago. So basically, the internet's going to go back to what it was 3 years ago. It's not going to be anything too much different.
Right now.
It's not. Yeah.
Right now, though.
Wait,
what? The internet's going to go back to what it was 3 years ago for right now. But if,
I'm not saying that, like, there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, it's going to go back to what it was 3 years ago. There's no big deal. Yeah, I realize that, but there's a reason.
No, it kind of is a big
deal. It is a big deal because there is a reason that those laws were put in place. There is a reason. There is a fucking reason that those laws were put in place. They weren't put in place for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like, they're put in place so fucking internet service providers cannot become some fucking
mogul
that
like an internet mogul.
Collects fucking profits. Some fucking drone that creates fucking profit machine. Like, it's like there's a reason that those laws are put in place. There is a reason. But now that they're repealed, they go back to what they were 3 years ago, which a lot of people don't think is a big deal because 3 years ago, you know, the internet was fine. A lot of things were fine.
You know, Logan, our society is pretty fucked up.
Because
it's all about making the dollar. All about pennies on the dollar. All about people making a dollar. And it's not about what it used to stand for. It's not about people being free. It's not about people being free to do what they do.
No. Yeah.
I mean, our technology is the worst component of that because technology is what's driving that force for us to become.
Yeah, and no, you know what? Someone wants to stop that because they're not making money.
Exactly.
Because, so yeah, our internet laws, our internet regulations might go back to what they were 3 years ago. But on the same hand, you open it up for so many possibilities. Like, there's so many things that could go wrong with this. There's so many things. Like, yeah, it is the same. It's going to go back to the same way it was 3 years ago. But guess what? There's no laws regulating them.
But
there's no laws stopping them from doing anything.
You know
there's no laws stopping them from charging.
Easily, it could become a fucking flop. It could be like...
No, it could, because how many states was it? Like
15 to 20?
16,
yeah, something like that.
Like 15
like,
to 20 states were already suing the
suing
FCC.
Them. Yeah, but...
The federal
like,
government,
what,
the FCC.
What I was kind of touching on is that, like, it could become a flop because people aren't going to pay for it, you know? Like, people... I mean, our younger generation, we thrive on internet. We thrive on social media.
Yeah.
Like, the older generation... They're going to be like, okay, we don't give a fuck because we lived without it for how many years?
Yeah.
We lived without the internet for how many years? We could do without it for now. But, like, the younger generation is the ones that are going to be pounding that fucking...
And that's why when people say, oh, 3 years ago, it was just like this. Well, guess what? The fucking, like, e-commerce, businesses, everything wasn't as reliant on the internet now. Mm-hmm. And it's because it's so reliant on the internet is why, like, that's the reason that,
you know,
these fucking internet service providers can make some fucking money.
You know,
because you know what? They couldn't
today.
Make money 3 years ago because there wasn't this fucking internet. I mean, there was, but like nowadays and in the future, there's really this big internet boom that's really going to make some fucking internet service providers some money because, you know what? If they charge an extra $10 in your fucking internet bill, we might not notice it because we rent. But you know what? If you own a house and you're paying for internet, you might pay that extra $10 and not even think about it.
You know,
but guess what? They're making
today.
More money, and that is because of net neutrality. It's not like they're restricting the internet. It's like they're just finding a way to make more money. It's just
well,
a business.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
It has nothing to do with trying to.
I saw a tweet today that kind of put it into perspective. So we have all been, as for the internet, we have all been kind of blessed with the internet mogul of what Google is.
Yeah.
Google has been amazing. As a student, I've used Google for countless occasions. And so for this net neutrality, I saw a tweet today that said, how would you like to pay for $2 for each search that you search on Google? Now, granted, I don't think that it'll end up
It could eventually
be $2 a search, but at the beginning, I don't think that they're gonna actually.
No,
it's not gonna be like that.
I think it's
But I'm just saying, if you think about it though, if you had to pay for each search, I'd be fucking broke. I'd be broke as a student.
Buddy.
As a student in college, I'd be fucking broke.
Yeah.
I mean,
I totally agree. And that seems very naive and just like out of the realm of possibilities.
But
what isn't out of the realm of possibilities is, you know, I was listening to Joe Rogan, you know Joe Rogan.
I know Joe Rogan.
I was listening to a podcast with him and I can't remember, some comedian. They were talking about this actually, and I was listening to it today, and they think that, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibilities because Verizon owns so much of the, internet service provider stock that, say you want to YouTube something, it might not be out of the realm of possibilities that they would charge you to use YouTube, and they might make you switch to Verizon to use YouTube because Verizon, I believe, let me look this up. I believe they own YouTube. Let me look this up. Sorry. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that some of these major platforms become ways to make money for these internet service providers. I mean, it's not, people are saying that it's not that big of a deal. But Verizon does have a deal with Google. Verizon is a very close partner with Google, and I believe that, you know, something like this could eventually turn to something that turns everyone to Verizon, and everyone that wants to use Google has to use Verizon.
I feel for college students.
I don't think it's gonna be something that's like, you know, you have to pay so much for a search. I think it's gonna be a rounded number.
I think it's still gonna suck because as college students right now, we have the privilege of using Google for free. But eventually, people are going to actually have to pay for Google, which is going to fucking suck.
I don't think they'll have to pay for a service on the internet that is going to include Google. In a way. Okay, this is why I think, what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't think they'll have to, like, specifically pay for Google. I think they'll have to.
That's what I'm saying, it's going to be in a package.
No, I get that, but, like, what I'm saying is I think it's going to be more like you have to switch to Verizon to use Google. You know
what
I mean?
Which is an awesome marketing plan.
You know, that's what I mean.
But I'm just saying.
No, yeah, yeah. That's what I think it's going to turn to. I think it's going to turn to some competition.
Yeah.
Like, we own Google.
Yeah.
We have a partnership with Google. So you're going to have to switch from fucking Sprint, US Cellular, obviously U.S. Cellular is just like a Midwestern thing. More Sprint, T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Switch to Verizon, who pretty much is one of the three main internet service providers in the entire nation.
Definitely.
Verizon, to use Google.
Sure.
Or, you know, whatever it is. So, we don't want to bore you too much with net neutrality, but it is an important issue, and I do... I do urge you to think about it and to research it and really realize what's going on. But on another hand, we're going to get way saucier right now. We are going to interview Iowa City's correspondent, Jake Klingman, right now. So get ready. Here it comes. All right, we are here with Jake Klingman,
the Iowa prodigy.
Yeah, he went to Kirkwood. Fuck it. He went to UNI, and then he said, fuck it. And then he went to Iowa, and then he didn't say, fuck it. He's still there. He's still in Iowa Hawkeye right now.
He's actually in Iowa City right now. What's the vibe like in Iowa City right now?
Holy shit, man. It is fucking crazy. There's people jumping from the fucking trees. Union is lit, man. It's like Sharky's on steroids.
Shit. Even with like the football team just going to the Pinstripe Bowl?
Let's talk about the Pinstripe
Bowl. Yeah, man. No one gives a fuck. The basketball team's sucking shit, but hey, party lives on. Am I right?
Yeah, the party definitely lives on.
That's honestly what I love about the University of Iowa.
We're drinking to drown our sorrows.
Win or lose, we still booze. Am I right?
That is what I love about the University of Iowa.
That's the motto I live by.
What I love about the University of Iowa is, you know what? Their basketball team might not be the greatest.
Their football team might not be the greatest,
but guess what? They beat Ohio State, so who really gives a fuck? And guess what? Their basketball team...
Not only did they beat Ohio State, they made them look like a middle school team.
They did! That was the fucking middle school B team that they were playing.
Their basketball team might not look good, but my prediction on Iowa's basketball team right now is getting McCaffrey back, putting him at point guard, creating
Man,
for other players.
Huge. You make Jordan Bohannon not play for 35 minutes a game.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Exactly. I think Bohannon is a great player. Don't get me wrong. I think he is a great player. But he is, in my opinion, he is not a point guard. You put McCaffrey at point guard, create for players Bohannon, for Daly, get the ball in the first. You're going to have a good fucking team. Get McCaffrey starting at point guard, and you're going to have a
team.
Yeah, once McCaffrey gets back, I think you see a huge turnaround in this Iowa basketball team.
Although it is basketball season, let's talk about the Ohio State game, all right? That morning, we kind of all started, we were a little groggy from Friday night, and we went to Hy-Vee that morning. We got some mimosas. We
got a flat of Bush Light.
Hey, let's talk about. I'm sitting there drinking a fucking cup of coffee, okay? And I'm sitting there. I'm like, hey, you got any Baileys?
I had about half a bottle left.
Remember that? I'm like, you got any Baileys? And you. What was that whole...
Jake was like, oh, fuck. Jake's like...
I poured the rest of it in there.
Yeah, Jake was like, oh, do we have Baileys?
And then I was like, okay, you want to get me some? And you're like, oh, shit, I don't think we have any Baileys. And then I was like, oh. You're like, oh, just kidding. I think we have Baileys.
It was a total fucking juke out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The total Jake Klingman. All right, so Jake, so we introduce you as having come to you and I... You were my roommate the start of freshman year. What do you think about that? So we're seniors this year, right? Am I right?
Barstool account fifth year? Yeah, that's me right now. But, you know, I'm going on year four, but still the year left. But, you know, I'm having fun. I'm having fun with it.
That's all that matters, honestly. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah. We're never going to have this time back in our lives, you know.
You know, yeah, you're right. You definitely are right. What's your favorite memory of us living at UNI in freshman year?
Oh, shit, man.
UNI, baby. Shot for
shot. I tell you that, Four Loko night where, right before finals week, we got written up, that was a pretty fun night.
Four Loko!
That's the last time I drank a Four Loko.
Essie calling the guy a dildo, really.
let's talk through through that. Let's talk through that for the podcast here. Let's go through that moment.
So that night, I'll start off. That night, Jake and I were in our room. We'll go back even further. Me, Logan, Jake, and TJ. TJ is a cop now. Yikes. We were all in the vending machine room studying all day.
Vending machine room.
In our dorm room. Or in our dorm. And we were studying all day. We were studying for finals. We were studying hard. It was our freshman year. We were like, do we drink tonight?
We don't know what to expect. Let's get it.
Yeah, we were like, do we drink tonight or what? And then I think we all came to the consensus like, yeah, let's reward ourselves. Let's fucking drink tonight.
Fuck it.
And so I know for sure Logan and I got 2 4 Locos apiece. And so...
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Klingman did too.
Six. That's a total of six. 2 times 3 is 6.
And okay, let's point this out.
That's $5 apiece. Jesus Christ, that's two.
Let's point this out. The cop of the group decided to get a 6-pack of glass bottles.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes is for sure. And so we got to our room. We were drinking. Me, Logan, Klingman. We were all fucking. We were feeling good, right? And so. I got to the point of the night where I was like, holy shit, like, I don't want to keep my beer in my fridge, or our diesel-powered fridge, for the entire break, so I was like...
I don't know how many times I told Mitch to change the oil, and he never did, wake me up in the morning.
And I was like, alright, so I'll go get the rest of my beer. So I went and got the rest of our beer, and me, Logan, and Clayman were drinking our beer, and all of a sudden we hear a knock on our door, and the knock on our door was some RAs. Residents, assistants, whatever the fuck you call them. And they were like, we heard some clanging of bottles in our room. And we were like, oh, weird, because we're not drinking in here. They're like, what are those cans? We were like, what are those cans sitting on the ground? And we were like, oh, shit.
No, those are already there. Those were there when we moved in. Yeah.
Those were there when we moved in.
No, we were like, those were Logan's roommates. And we blamed it on Logan's roommate of freshman year, Nate Geddes.
Geddes, what's up, bro?
If you're listening to this, what's
probably
up,
probably never going to listen to this, even though I told him to.
Yeah. No, we were listening to that, and Geddes, and they were like, oh, really? Could you just pour them out for us? And I was like, and Logan goes, yeah, sure, we'll pour them out into this thing for you. So Logan cracked
up. Yeah, we'll pour them out.
Yeah, Logan.
We'll pour them out in the scene.
Yeah, sure.
Logan cracked them, poured them out, and I was sitting in the fucking closet. I was cringing, looking at the sight of Logan pouring four cold beers into the sink. And they were like, well...
Breaks the heart.
It really does break the heart. But as Logan was pouring those out, the RAs ended up being hard asses, and they were like, hey, well, I mean, we know that you're not... They were not your beer, but we're going to write you up anyway. You're just going to meet with Nick Mulholland. And so we were like, fine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Jake knew he wasn't going there next year. The girls that were in our room, they were like, whatever. So me and Logan and TJ were really the only ones that had to meet with Nick. And
wait, who's Nick? Is that the dildo?
It is the dildo.
Oh, yeah, that's the famous assy dildo.
Should we go through
that? Well, I'll go through it, yeah.
Miss you.
All right, so while the RAs were there, Logan, who has been written up before, was calling the resident assistant, whatever he was, whatever his
some
title
motherfucker
is.
That thinks he's in charge.
Yeah, he was calling him a dildo, and he's like, "I'm not gonna fucking meet with Nick Mulholland, the dildo."
I said, "Great, gotta go fucking talk to some fucking dildo about drinking in the goddamn dorms again." Great. Yeah.
And that did not go over well with the RAs. And so later that week, it was finals week, of course. We had to go meet with the RA, Nick Mulholland.
The dildo.
The dildo. And we kind of talked our way out of it. We were like, that was Logan's roommate's beer. Like, they had just come in. They had left their beer in there. We were not drinking. And he's like, oh, really? Okay, that's fine. Just meet. You know what? All I'm going to have you guys do is... read a paper on how to be a good citizen. And we were like, all right. We're like, all right.
Blap, blap,
blap. We're like, all right, yeah, fine. That's cool.
No, when he was talking to me, he was like, I was like sitting in there. He's like, so I see that you said some controversial things about some certain people. And I was just like, God, man, buddy. I was just like, I remember that.
You didn't say, yeah, I called you a fucking dildo. What
do you that would have been fucking golden, but I was just like, God, man. Yeah. God. I was like, gee, God, man, you know what, man? You know what, man? I'm sorry, dude. You know, I don't remember that, man. You know, God, shit. I was so stressed.
No.
God, I was so stressed studying for finals. Fuck, man. I don't even know.
It ended up, and he was being a hard ass. He was like, all right, so you guys can just write me a paper about how to be a good citizen. And if there's any errors in it or whatever, it won't count. And you guys won't be able to live in the dorms again next year. And so we all submitted our papers, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Next year, we were fucking living in another dorm that wasn't the one that he was in charge of. In charge being in air quotes. And we lived there fucking comfortably for a year.
Comfortably.
So
we fucking got by comfortably. We fucking So
the dildo was just fucking being a hard ass. And yeah.
So whatever. The 2-inch dildo was trying to be a black dildo.
Exactly. Exactly.
He was trying to whip that.
Measure up.
Exactly. All right, well,
we're talking about the Ohio State game, right?
Oh, we were talking about the Ohio State game.
So
get this. You know, after the Ohio State game, we're all just fucking pumped up.
Pumped.
The Iowa team showed up, actually, and put on a shit show.
It's like Jim Essie right now.
And the whole time, we were like, you know what? Let's go get some food, and then we're going downtown. So we get home.
So we go to Burger King, right?
I smash fucking 20 chicken nuggets, grab a drink out of the trash, fill that up, just smash it.
What about
then
the Everclear?
Then we come downtown. I see Josh Jackson, the hero, basically. Hero of the game. Josh Jackson was there. We saw
Josie
Akram,
Jewel.
But he wasn't there that long.
Josie Jewel.
No offense.
Matt Vanberg.
Hey, fuck you guys, man. So, I'm walking home or whatever, and I'm walking through the Pet Mall. I see this guy in an Ohio State jersey. He's getting thrown out of Brothers. Just absolutely just shoved out of Brothers. And I'm walking by, I'm like, oh, shit, this guy just got thrown out of Brothers. All of a sudden, there's like four cops standing there, and they're like, hey, what's going on? All of a sudden, he plants his foot. Just takes off. He gets about 16 feet.
3, 4, 40.
Probably 17 after I measure it. Gets about 17 feet. Cops tackle him.
Probably Chad Greenway.
Ghosted his ass.
It wasn't even Chad Greenway. It was like Ray Lewis and Chad Greenway mixed. He had the Chad Greenway read.
Ray Lewis. And then Ed Reed came over the top. Ed Reed came over the top and knocked his ass down.
Yeah. So this guy is just laying on the ground. He gets handcuffed. The cops get. Cop gets up. He's wiping his nose, spits on him, gets arrested. I'm like, that's a long drive back to Columbus after that shit show.
No shit. Oh, what a day that fucking was.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about this.
Figure out my roommate locked the door.
Hold on.
So I'm sitting there for an hour and a half. I get back, Brogan picks up a TV tray with one leg missing. I'm going to be able to use that. He said, hey, I got this for you. There's a leg missing. Can't use it. We just throw it in the trash. What a weekend.
What a weekend that fucking was.
Let's talk.
Hold on. Fuck JT Barrett, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you what, the Iowa defense calibrated him perfectly.
Oh, shit.
Money.
All right, so we're here with our correspondent from the Iowa City, Iowa, the town that Iowa molested the Ohio State University, JT Barrett, their prized golden boy quarterback.
Rest in peace.
greatest quarterback in Ohio State history in my ass.
Rest in peace.
All right. Well, Jake,
we all know Troy Smith was the greatest.
No shit. That was the last time game day was in Iowa.
Yeah, I was at that game day, and did not turn out the same way, I'll tell you that.
All right, Jake. Well, we appreciate having you on the podcast of Unlimited Content. We'll let you get back to getting fucked up in the bars in Iowa City.
We'll tag you on this shit, bro.
Oh, no. Sounds good, brother.
You better. Hey, listen. You listening?
I'm listening.
You better retweet.
Ears open.
Hey, retweet. Gotta gain the audience.
clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose. All right. We'll see you later, brother.
See ya.
There you have it, guys. That's our correspondent from Iowa City, Jake Klingman, letting us know what the vibe is like heading into the Pinstripe Bowl for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The basketball team's also struggling a little bit, but Jake kind of gets into that. That's going to wrap it up for us for the second episode of Unlimited Content. Tune in for episode 3, where Logan and I just talk about random topics. Tweet us at Unlimited Content if you want us to talk about anything specific, but thank you for listening.